we've seen generally we have a number of cases continuing all the time, but we haven't seen the increase that's been seen nationally. We've seen a tiny increase, but not to the same extent. But that's not to say it couldn't occur here. COVID will be with us for the foreseeable future, and we will get different variants of the virus that will cause sort of new infection. But the good thing is that it's not leading to major illness. It's not leading to large numbers going into hospital for admission, which is good. And the vaccine is offering protection against the virus. Maybe not full protection in terms of preventing infection, but certainly making it a very less severe illness. And that's why we are having the ongoing campaign to encourage the elderly and immunosuppressed to get the COVID vaccine. And obviously we'll have campaigns then in the autumn for the flu and COVID vaccine for the general population.
So you don't think it has the potential to spoil another summer then, Dr. Breslin?
Hopefully not. I'm not saying we won't get cases, that people won't get it, just they're about to head out the door, etc. But we're hoping and don't expect large outbreaks like we saw way back when.
As well as that, though, at the same time, it's incumbent on people to take those precautions that we've been taught all those years ago at the beginning of
Yes, sort of the respiratory etiquette, to cough into a tissue or their elbow, to, if they have respiratory symptoms, not to visit or come in contact with people who might be immunosuppressed or very elderly. And, as I said, if they're due to get the vaccine, to get the vaccine.